when it first went down the internet cable on the 2nd of December, a call was made straight away to air. And then since then, a call has been made every day to say, what's the update, what's the update, what's the update? In terms of anything being done, a pole had been replaced and an engineer came out on the 31st of December. And then he had said to us, okay, all that needs to be done now is the cable needs to be spliced. We've continued to call since then, and the latest email that was sent to them, they replied to say, you now need 500 meters of cable and another 250 meters of cable. We now need to organize traffic management for your area, so we're waiting to speak to the field engineers to organize that. And to us, this was just ridiculous. They were still talking about a pole being replaced as well, because we said, you know, a pole has been replaced. A field engineer has, or a technician has come out, and he's told us all that needs to be done. And now you're fobbing us off, it seems, that we need 750 meters of cable now. And, you know, we're just so frustrated. We're running two businesses from here. The phone line is down. You know, if there was a client looking for, you know, their website to be built, they wouldn't get through to us unless they have my mobile. We're just absolutely frustrated. We're using a dongle to get internet, but it's just taking that much longer, and we're just angry and frustrated. And, you know, you go into one room and the connection might drop. You have to go into another room. And then the kids upstairs, they can't get it. They come down. We're all on top of each other, fighting for a sort of internet connection.
I can even hear that the frustration in your voice is quite clear, that you feel like you've been knocked from pillar to post between this communication, trying to get the issue resolved. And as you said, it's limped along now, this problem, for over a month at this stage. And with you being a business from home, particularly during this Christmas period, it's very busy for you. It's very busy for any household without a business. And obviously, you continue to pay your bills as well for your broadband in that time, which you will be able to get reimbursed for. But that loss of business over this period, that's the one that's going to be really impact and felt for some time, isn't it?
Completely. You know, people want to change their websites for the new year. Any calls that might have been made to the landline, you know, they just wouldn't get through. So unless they have my mobile. So, yeah, absolutely frustrating, really angry. And, yeah, I even contacted ComReg, and they opened a case file for us. But, again, I haven't really heard anything more from them, just that they gave me a case number, and that was it. So I'd love to just know, you know, who is in charge? Who is the overall body of AIR or NBI? You know, who I've asked to speak to management, and nobody has given me a call. And the guys from AIR, you know, they're very, very polite, and they say, you know, they understand my frustration. But to me, they're just reading notes, you know, and they don't know what's happening. They go on to the NBI website, and things that they're reading have already taken place. So nobody really is on top of it, and nobody seems to be telling the other person what it really is supposed to be happening.